Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, Maurice Nelligan recently secured a €150 million investment through his company Jolt Energy for its ultra-fast charging infrastructure. What will this mean for owners of electric vehicles in towns and cities? Well, Maurice joins us now to tell us more. Maurice, before we discuss the rollout of Jolt Energy's ultra-fast chargers, what path had you followed in your early career?
Good morning, Carl. Thank you very much for having me. Born in Dublin, went to UCD, and after I graduated, went to Germany, where I worked for Siemens for a few years in the energy business, then went to the United States, also with Siemens in the automotive business. And I kind of went from one business to the other, so always automotive and energy for many years, and ended up in Volkswagen at some stage, responsible for the industrial diesel engine business.
So where did you see a niche in the market to actually create Jolt Energy?
Yeah, so I think once we saw the diesel scandal happening in around at the end of 2015, it kind of became very clear to me that we were going to move away from combustion engine cars to electric cars, and probably more quickly than anybody had expected. I think Tesla was coming online with some very interesting cars, and there was general push also from the environmental side. And for me, I was always kind of entrepreneurial. I wanted to do something new, and I decided to get into e-mobility. And then when I started looking into that, I realized quite quickly that there would be some very serious opportunities in the charging business, and particularly for people who live in urban areas and cities and towns who may not have chargers at home themselves.
Now, there's no shortage of companies in this electric vehicle charging space. So talk to us about the technology that you're bringing to the market and how it stands out from the crowd.
Yeah, so I think what's very important is we kind of go a little bit against the flow of the business, or at least against the way the business has operated over the last number of years. So traditionally, what you probably would see in the charging business is AC or slow charging in the cities and towns, and then more on the motorways, on the main routes, primary routes you would tend to see DC charging, fast charging, and sometimes even ultra fast charging. So we've kind of done the opposite thing. We realized actually, well, most people actually live in towns and cities, so why would you not provide that level of convenience in the towns and cities? And so our focus is really providing the highest level of charging speed in the cities and towns.
And how do you do that if the other providers haven't been able to?
Yeah, so we use special technology which is developed with our partners and ourselves in Germany. And essentially what we do is we connect, our chargers are built with very large batteries, and that allows us actually to put a very sophisticated high-tech charger on the local grid within the city. So normally, if you want to put a very fast charger on the street somewhere, or on a petrol station or something, you have to run a medium voltage cable, which is like basically 1,000 volts from the substation to the charger. That's essentially extending the electricity grid. So we kind of change the paradigm here a little bit, and we say, okay, we're going to operate on the local grid, which is essentially what you have at home, or you have for a shop or even a petrol station or supermarket or something. And we put a battery in between, and that helps us actually boost the power from the grid into the car.
So if I'm an electric car driver and I plug into your network instead of, let's say, Ionity or the ESP, what's the difference?
Our system takes power directly from the grid on one hand, and then boosts it with power from the battery. So this basically means, if you have a car that's able to charge at, let's say, 120 kilowatts, and we have a 50 kilowatt grid connection, we take the first 50 kilowatts from the grid, and then we boost it with 70 kilowatts from the battery, so it gets the full 120. And you can't do that with other types of chargers.
What type of speed can be achieved through your own charging network?
So our chargers are all 320 kilowatt rated, which means they're basically the fastest, some of the fastest chargers in, you know, actually in operation. There are no cars that can actually charge at 320. So if you look at some of the newer Porsches, the Porsche Taycan or the Audi GT, they can charge at about 270 kilowatts. So I think one of the things that we've done is we want to keep ahead of the technology here. So our chargers are actually able to charge faster than the cars can actually take the charge.
I've often plugged into charging units that have been 50 kilowatt chargers, but only been able to achieve up to 37 or 38 kilowatts. What's the problem there?
Yeah, so I think some of the problem is that the grid actually on the site may not be actually providing that full level of charging. Sometimes it can actually be the components within the charger and the quality of the charger. So I think there's multiple points. Also, I mean, sometimes you would know this yourself, Carl. But a lot of people don't actually realize that they actually have to precondition the battery in the car before they actually get to the charger, particularly on the very fast chargers or the ultra fast chargers which we use, which means essentially you have to heat up your battery for 10 or 15 minutes before you actually get to the charger, or else the charger won't actually be able to transfer that power into your car.
So you're operating in Germany and you'll soon be coming into the Irish market with this product. So what type of sites will you be looking for here in Ireland?
Yeah, so for us, we're primarily looking for in-town sites or in-city sites, generally commercial sites. So we work with petrol station operators, with supermarkets, with restaurants, with retail parks, essentially anywhere where there's outdoor parking. We need generally a minimum of about two parking spaces and a little space around it for the charging equipment. So we have a fairly straightforward offer, and I think a very interesting offer for anybody who has any kind of commercial premises with parking.
So once you engage with, let's say, a supermarket or a petrol station owner, talk us through the process and how that model works.
So generally speaking, we are working with, until now, we've generally worked with larger chains. So they would give us a list of their sites, and we would give that to our project management team. They would actually go and do desktop analysis on the site, just trying to see where it's placed, trying to understand if there's a good market opportunity, because it's very important to us also when we deploy the chargers. They're really very expensive, that they're actually used properly. So once we've done that and everything's okay, then we actually send the engineers in. They do the site evaluation. They would do the drawings. We would make then a commercial agreement with the site operator, and then we're ready to go.
And what engagement do you need with ESB Networks regarding the installation?
Yeah, so I mean, the grid operator is always very important in this process. So we have to engage very heavily with them in order to make sure that there's electricity on the site. So some sites have surplus power on them. A lot of sites don't. So generally speaking, we have to actually get our own grid connection, network connection, and then it just makes life just that much easier in the future.
And I know that there's a profit sharing agreement in place, but are there any costs incurred by the site operator up front?
No, we completely finance, own and operate all of the equipment ourselves. So there's actually a little bit of coordination on the part of the site owner operator, but generally speaking, we take over absolutely everything.
Many have said that infrastructure for electric vehicle charging in the Nordic countries is streets ahead of that in Ireland and even across Europe. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think there was a very hard push in the Nordic countries in terms of bringing EVs into the market. I think that was successful. I noticed, though, in other markets also, the Irish market, the German market, that the EVs are coming now very, very quickly. So I think it's now time that we really have to extend the charging opportunities, particularly because most people probably won't be able to charge at home. I think there's always the fallacy there that everybody's going to be able to charge on their own, you know, in their own driveway or in the garage. But our experience is that that's actually not the case. Once you have a couple of chargers on a street, generally the network is overloaded because it was never planned for cars to actually charge on it. And that's why it's so important that public charging is put in place very, very quickly.
So what more could the Irish government be doing to improve the EV infrastructure in the country?
I think it's very important that the government reduces any barriers that there are to putting in chargers. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they always have to, that they have to provide subsidies and grants and so on to the charging operators. It's nice if you can get them. It helps. It helps definitely the business case. But what's very important is that, you know, on one hand, that it's that we don't have barriers like planning permission to put in charging equipment. Number two, that we have better access and more response time from the grid operators, which are generally under the control in some shape or form of the government. And thirdly, you know, municipal parking is also a very big opportunity for charging, and a very good place for chargers to be located. And I think if you can work on the municipal level and make it easier for the municipalities to work with private operators, then I think the government would actually be doing all of us really a great service.
The business recently completed a €150 million funding round. Congratulations on that. Talk to us
Thank
about that
much.
Experience, Maurice.
It was a very painful experience. At the moment, we've been working on the business for about 5 years, and we've been very fortunate that we've had very good supporters in terms of funding over those years. We did an awful lot of R&D and so on, but in order to get really traction in the market, we had to get like a very significant investor on board, and so we ran a process. It took us about a year to actually raise the funds. And as you know, the current economic climate is very poor for any companies that are raising funds, particularly startups. So we were very fortunate that we met InfraRed Capital, which is a London-based fund, infrastructure fund, and so they've been a great supporter. We've worked very closely with them. We had quite a tough due diligence because obviously infrastructure funds are very conservative, so they want to make sure that there's no risk in the business. But they're very good. We really like the team there. We're working with a fund that has deep pockets, and that gives us really a great opportunity to put really a lot of chargers out into the market.
Now, Maurice, you're not first to market. You don't have that advantage. There are others gone before you, including ESB and Ionity and many other companies here as well in the Irish market. Does that cause you any concern?
No, it doesn't. I think the cars are coming much faster than we can actually put chargers out, or all of our competitors. So I personally believe there's plenty of room in the market for everybody. I think there's certainly plenty of parking spaces to put chargers on. I think that's really the important thing here, is that everybody can access it. And we will need many different players and different companies doing different things. You know, ESB Networks, very strong on the AC charging side. Ionity, very strong on the motorway side. And as I said, our sweet spot is the ultra-fast in the cities. And I think that's where that's where we really focus.
And finally, Maurice, what are your long-term growth plans for Jolt Energy?
Yeah, so we want to, probably over the next 5 years, we want to put about 5,000 chargers out. We're operating in multiple markets. So we're in the European market with Germany, the Netherlands, UK, Ireland, Spain, France, and Italy. And we also have a team active in the United States. So we're also going to hit the North American, you know, the Canadian, Canada and the United States, starting actually towards the end of this year.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Maurice Nelligan from Jolt Energy. And it's great to see enhanced availability of high-speed electric vehicle chargers coming down the track.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.